It's 11 o'clock in the morning, so if my voice is a bit gravelly and deep, then you understand why. Yesterday, which was Friday, we went on a Birmingham social media treasure hunt. It was set up by Paul Bradshaw, lecturer at Birmingham City University, for his online journalism second year class. And what it entailed was basically getting us to meet up at a cafe where he would turn up 45 minutes late, and then basically take us on a snow hunt, even though there was no snow. So he gave us a name that, when we were in our separate groups, we had to find this name. It was someone that was related in the social media area of Birmingham. And we had to find this person, hopefully try and meet this person. And if we couldn't meet them, get a name from him of someone who we could try and get in contact with. And it was called the Birmingham Social Media Treasure Hunt. It's on Twitter, hashtag BSMTH. So you can follow the progress as we all went along by searching for that. It was interesting because we got to meet a guy called Simon Jenner, who runs the Urban Coffee Company. And he spoke to us, and he had a lot of very interesting points about how social media, social networking, has helped his business, how he's going to try and set up a second cafe. He's only got the one at the moment. He's going to try and set up a second cafe, and you know, the problems with that, because he's got this community within the cafe that he's set up. He's now got to, you know, start it all over again with this new cafe. He's going to get that new community set up over there, but he's also going to interlink the two, but without losing the personal element of it that this first cafe, pardon me, that this first cafe has, because, you know, this first cafe was almost built on the fact that they searched on Twitter for people who were going for a coffee, and were then sending them messages going, no, don't go to wherever you're going, come here, we'll give you a free muffin. Just come down, show us your Twitter, and, you know, you'll get a free muffin. And that was kind of how they started to build slowly from scratch, this place. And then the word of mouth spreading both that way and through Twitter, which is word of mouth. It's just more instantaneous word of mouth rather than actually having to find people and telling them, no, go there, come here. You know, Twitter's kind of there and instant. Facebook is there and instant. And, you know, all the other different social media sites, they all have a way of connecting with people that, you know, people are more likely to take recommendations that way, because they can see that people are actually out there, people are doing it. Stuff like blogs, blogs have that kind of personal touch to them, that if you started a blog and people read it, they trust you. They know that when they read something from you, that's something that, is serious to you, that means something to you, and it means something to them because they know that it's something personal to you, and therefore they're more likely to trust your recommendations. If you say, I went to this place and I really enjoyed it because of this, they're more likely to think, oh, okay, that sounds interesting, I'll look out for that, as opposed to if it's just like in a news story or if it's like in a newspaper review. It doesn't have that personal touch that a blog does. So it was discussing all these different types of, ways that social media can help, not just businesses, but also journalists. We managed to speak to someone called Caroline Bevan, who used to work at Kerrang. She's currently, I believe, on an MA course for journalism. And she was also very helpful. She was also discussing how, like, I'm a radio specialist, so she was discussing how Twitter can be used for radio, for news bulletins. So there was a lot of interesting stuff that we picked up yesterday. I'd like to thank Paul for setting it up, because he did a great job with it under the circumstances. And yeah, it was very interesting. I managed to meet Simon Jenner. There's an audio boo. My previous audio boo has some of his key quotes. And one of the main things he said that I took with me was that it's communities building one person at a time. And I think if I learned anything from yesterday, because Paul Bradshaw did ask, you know, what did you learn? And for me, it was build your community, build your network one person at a time.